This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wack substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, the 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, we got very, very busy news day. All right, boy, I don't even know where to begin. All right, Apple is in the news, and the Supreme Court did not side with Apple. We're going to talk about this case and how it affects us. We have a pilot who was about to take off, and he got arrested because it turns out he allegedly killed three people, and he was about to get behind the wheel. Do you call it the wheel of the cockpit? Get behind the... No, you don't. You get into a cockpit, but you get behind a... I think it's still called a wheel. I don't know. I haven't been on a game show for a while, so I don't know. So we're going to talk about that. Low-dose aspirin. There's still a lot of controversy on who should take it, who should not. Well, the reason why there's controversy is because it could cause an increased chance of bleeding. So we have another study saying it is linked to bleeding in the skull. A lot of you guys are kind of wondering if you're going to get measles, because the measles cases have now risen to about 800. And you're like, all right, am I going to get measles? Apparently there's a study looking at where in the U.S. you're at highest risk of getting the measles. Then, gay men, should they be getting anal pap smears? We have an op-ed from The Slate talking about if... Oh, now I got an echo. Oh, I got an echo. Talking about if HPV, which is the virus responsible for cervical cancer, throat cancer, rectal cancer, is able to be screened during a female pap smear, should we be doing those on men? Interesting point. Losing weight. A lot of us have trouble losing weight. We'll give you guys some tips on this. And then there's a disease that dogs can carry to their humans. And we're seeing multiple cases in Iowa. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm on a little bit of a high because we just kind of had Mother's Day. And it was nice. It was less stressful than I thought it would be. Yeah, the kids fought, and I had to yell at the kids. You know, I hate yelling at the kids on either my birthday or Mother's Day because, you know, they're supposed to be this bubble of, oh, you know, it's a happy day. But the kids, of course, started fighting. You see them wrestling in the pictures. And, you know, Mother's Day is a full 24 hours. There's no way kids are going to behave for a whole 24 hours. No way. But it was nice, except I couldn't find a place to eat. I wanted to go to Hell's Kitchen. Apparently there's Gordon Ramsay has Hell's Kitchen. So I wanted to go there. No, I should have tried to get reservations months in advance. I didn't even think. No, I wasn't going to drop any favors. Listen, I could ask for favors, but I'm going to save those favors for when I really, really need them. Mother's Day, I don't have to spend Mother's Day, you know, at a super, you know, cool restaurant. I could do that like another day. In fact, I might celebrate Mother's Day again just because to punish the kids, I'll say, all right, we got to do a redo. You have to have a redo, so I need new, you know, new presents, new everything. And I'm like, well, why? It's like, well, you were a jerk on Mother's Day. That's really a great punishment. If anybody's a jerk on your birthday or Mother's Day or Father's Day or Grandma's Day, there has to be a redo. And if they start up again, all right, we're going to do it again. And we're just going to do it again until it's a perfect day for me. And you'll see, they'll get the point, and they won't act up. But the two of my babies, I got lots of babies, you know that, all right? My kitty cats were the ones that apparently gave me the most, I don't know, most striking gift of everybody. So my husband got me another suitcase, probably because he wants me to move out. No. I needed a suitcase because I travel a lot, so that was really cool. And then my sons got me a wallet. And the reason why is they're always into my wallet, and they can't hide the fact that they stole my money, so they got me a wallet so that, you know, it's less obvious. So that was, all right, ulterior motives on those gifts, but we got them. But here I am, I'm sitting there, and I'm doing some work, because I always work, even on my day off, I'm doing work. And I hear, you know, one of the cats just, meow! I'm like, hey, guys, quit fighting. And then it was, meow! I'm like, no sex, because the cats will have sex. And they'll just do it in the hallway, and I'm like, guys, come on. Okay, this isn't Amsterdam. Can you please go, you know, into a private room? And the crying is getting louder and louder. And the cat comes downstairs and just jumps on my desk where I'm working, because I kind of work downstairs in front of the TV so I can watch TV if I have to, and just expels a whole lizard out of her mouth. Meow! And then she looks at me like, present. Again, and this lizard is like, you know, like 12 inches long. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm screaming that there's this live lizard. Lizard doesn't know what the hell to do. So basically I scream for my son to get the lizard out. The cat's like, you don't like my present? And I'm like, no, I don't. So my son takes the lizard out because I don't want to get rabies. Not that I want my son to get rabies, but I'm like, I don't know what the hell this is. Go, you take care of it. So use a glove. So he takes the lizard out, even though the lizards don't usually carry rabies. And then the other little cat, Snappy, who was watching this whole thing, decides to run outside the doggy door. I'm like, stop it. Don't be bringing me anything. Apparently, she felt, you know, kind of shown up by a little Snowball. So Brock goes back upstairs. I sit down to work. She comes in, row, and throws me a lizard. So, again, call my son back to take him out. Like, you know, thank you, guys. I don't know, do I give you a little treat? Do I kitzel the back of your head? Like, good, pat, good. Now stop it and get the hell out. But anyway, so I guess the reason why that's really significant to me is the cats, almost in choreographic syncrasy, got me gifts that they thought I would like, bringing me lizards. And my kids, right? Fighting, arguing. When your cats give you a better Mother's Day than your kids, what are you going to do? But I love them all. Honestly, if my kids didn't fight, something would be wrong. You know? Honestly. Really. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bye now. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I'm sorry if I'm a little hoarse. I threw a party for the medical students who are graduating today. They're actually graduating today, but I threw a party this last weekend. And I don't know, we were toasting a lot, we were screaming a lot, and it was a long 4 years for many of them, and so seeing them kind of, you know, enjoy and relax and kind of let off some steam allowed me to kind of raise my voice a few decibels, and I got a little bitty hoarse in that. Today is the graduation of a lot of medical schools. I think I have graduations today. I'm going to be watching the osteopathic students graduate, hunting a bunch of them at the Toro University of Nevada one, and it's really, really exciting to see this happen. But even more exciting, and from a selfish perspective for you and I, these kids, they're smart, and they – know they're going to be operating in a system dictated by non-doctors, but they are vowing, like today, to put patients first. And you worry that, all right, well, they're going to turn out to be like, you know, Dr. Joe that left and Dr. Smith that left and closed up practice, or Dr. Dahlia that closed up a practice and left. You need this young blood. All right. Yeah, I'm just as guilty of saying to heck with it, I'm out of here. I mean, I did that after 16, 17 years, not including residency after about 20 years. But I didn't say to heck with it, I'm out of here. I'm still doing medicine. I'm still taking care of people. I just don't have it in my office. I'm doing it through telemedicine. I'm helping people now in multiple states. But these kids are excited. They can't wait. And they don't have the same expectations that my generation did. So my generation's, you know, expected to not have to deal with boss, get to open up my practice, get to run medicine my own way, and get to finally, you know, get out there and, you know, start seeing patients and make money and build and whatever. That's not the future they have been viewing or fantasizing about, because they've had Obamacare for most of their last 10 years of schooling. So since their, post-high school schooling, they've kind of seen, oh, wait a second, it's hospitals and medical centers and suits and getting a job and, you know, they want to make patients feel better, but their idea of how they're going to be delivering medicine is different. And they actually have a more realistic view because they see that, you know, medicine is going to start becoming socialized. We don't want it to become socialized, but they're seeing that. And they're seeing that, you know, they may not get to see their patient over and over again. You know, they're going to be sharing patients. Or, you know, they're going to be, you know, assigned patients and things like that. And so they're not going to be as disappointed in the way medicine is as those of us more idealistic ones from a couple decades ago. So I don't see as much of a quit rate. You know, we got burned out because, you know, we would, you know, see our patients slower and we would talk to them and have them sit down in our office and call them after work or maybe stop by their house and drop off some medication. And then that all changed. And we were like, okay, no, we can't do this. You know, we have to stop by the hospital. We have to do this. We have to do this. And it was just too much. And we started feeling overworked. These kids, for lack of a better word, are going to be kind of, you know, going from 0 to 90 day one. And they're excited to do it. They got the energy. They're young. And so when told, okay, you know what, rather than seeing 15, 20 patients a day, you're going to have to see 30, maybe 40. Not that much of a shock. Well, rather than you being your own boss, you're going to have another boss. Not as much of a shock. They've been ready for this. They already got the bad news years ago. They're ready. They're already prepared. And the fact that they didn't drop out of medical school, and the fact that they said, oh, to heck with this, I still want to move forward, that is so admirable. A lot of us were like, well, to heck with this, I didn't go into this to be told what to do. They're like, you know what, it doesn't matter. I know medicine, I'm going to take care of people, use my skills, and that's what it's all about. It's about taking care of people. Whether I own my own place, whether I don't own my own place, whether I want to take care of people. And so I think you have a more idealistic, more genuine, more different perspective coming from these younger doctors. Now, are they going to treat you like old school doctors? A lot of you guys are really, really disappointed. You used to, when you started a sinus infection, go to the doctor and say, all right, hit me with some antibiotics. And your doctor would. The second, if you, after like, I don't know, 10 to 12 hours of feeling sinus pressure, was able to go to a doctor and say, give me an antibiotic, you used to get one. Now, not so. Well, my doctor only told me to take Flonase, told me to take Sudafed. Well, it's because there's these guidelines out, and a lot of sinus infections are viral, and many of us are not supposed to give antibiotics if it could be a viral sinusitis. And so many of you guys are getting frustrated. So you might get frustrated because the new medicine these days is less controlled substances, less antibiotics, try to let your body do more of the work on its own. problem we have with that is you need to be more patient. You know, I got to be in the Z-Pak era when I was a young professional. So if I started coughing and feeling sick, I could take a Z-Pak and I would feel great that night. But that's not the way to handle colds. The way to handle colds is to be sick for a few days. Let your body fight the infection correctly. Let your body get over the virus. Let your body build some immunity. We have a very impatient society. And I'm bringing this up because these new doctors that are coming out, my little baby doctors that have all grown up, you better be nice. Okay, they had no idea that 20, 30 years ago, you guys could just snap your fingers and your doctor would give you whatever, because that's the way it was. Now they have bosses, they have guidelines, they could get in trouble for not writing antibiotics. In fact, when I do telemedicine, I get monthly reports on how many antibiotics I've done. And I'm staying roughly under the numbers, but they give you reports on, you know, are you overprescribing? Because we have antibiotic resistance and all sorts of issues now. So some of you may not like the younger doctors. You may say, oh, no, I want to find somebody old school. But mind you, these younger doctors have been trained on antibiotic resistance. They've been trained on antibiotic side effects. They've been trained on people becoming tolerant to them. And they've been trained on how to prime an immune system. So take a listen to these younger guys. These younger guys know a lot more medicine than I did. It's not because I'm getting older and I'm forgetting. It's because new stuff was discovered. Man, when I was an undergrad, we had hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and then a non-A, non-B hepatitis. And then when I was in medical school, they called it hepatitis C. Now you guys are like, oh my God, hepatitis C has been around forever. Then I guess there's a hepatitis D. I learned about that on True Blood. I think there's even a hepatitis E. I mean, they have all these hepatitises now. There's like all these new, like, you know, things that have been discovered. New cancer treatments, new imaging techniques, new everything. So these new doctors are going to be getting their diploma, taking their oath. In the MDs, you take the Hippocratic Oath. In the osteopathic realm, you do the osteopathic oath. They get hooded, which is kind of like a knighting. So I get to, like, you know, they, you know, lean their head down and they get to put their hood on. They get to fix their hoodie. Hey, little lady. And I go like, oh, my God, day. I got to be careful, too, because I can't slow everybody down like I did during the white coat. Because they're like, okay, we got to move on. But I just like, oh, my God, my babies. But we have a healthcare system that really has tons of moving parts. That we're asking for things. And as a group of voters, we're asking and we're demanding things. And we have politicians at the realm. And we got your medical professionals kind of sandwiched in the middle. And what I hope and I pray for is that these medical professionals get to, rather than being the sandwich or the cream of the Oreo cookie, that they get to actually be the two side cookies that help get to guide the whole Oreo through the whole healthcare path. Because I'm hearing you guys ask for the wrong things. In fact, you might be asking for what you think is the right thing. And then Obama gives you, fine, you want private healthcare, you get ACA. And you guys didn't really get private healthcare, and now we got the ACA. We need to know what to ask for. And if we don't know what to ask for, go to the doctors. Go to the nurse practitioners, go to the physician assistants, go to the pharmacists, go to the nurses. And if they go, look, we need this, we need this, we need this. They also understand the cost. They know you just can't promise Medicare for all, and the money's going to come from trees. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are tanking and the Dow is down after China retaliated with its own set of tariff hikes on U.S. goods. Experts say the ongoing trade war between the two countries will result in higher prices for Americans on a number of basic goods. Former Reagan economic advisor Art Laffer also reminds us,
there's never a fun time to have conflict with another country, especially over tariffs and trade and all that. And markets tell us what will be, not what has been. And of course, the markets are very nervous. This is a very serious issue. Trade with China, tariffs, quotas, all of that stuff is very serious.
The CDC says New York has 82% of the nation's 893 measles cases. That's the most since 1994, with 23 states now reporting measles. And Doris Day, at the age of 97, has passed away. The Doris Day Animal Foundation says she died early today in her Carmel Valley, California home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to talk about anal cancer, okay? And the American Cancer Society estimates that we will have 8,300 new anal cancer cases this year in the year 2019. And the majority of them women. 5,500 in women, 2,770 in men. And they expect 1,200 to die this year. 760 women, 520 men. Now, new anal cancer cases have been rising for many years, and it is rare. I mean, I have to say it's rarer than others. More rare in younger individuals, and we usually see these in older adults, the average age actually being in the early 60s. But they say the risk of being diagnosed with anal cancer in your lifetime is about 1 in 500. And it can be treated. So there's been some suggestions on what we should maybe do to try to lessen these. So, okay, what's the number one risk factor of getting anal cancer? Well, the HPV. virus. So the HPV, the human papillomavirus, all right, can cause a squamous cell cancer. And it could also cause a cancer of the throat. It could also cause a cancer of the penis. It could cause cancer of the cervix. And we do have vaccines for it. But HPV is a group of about 150 related viruses. And they're called papillomaviruses because they cause papillomas, like warts. There's a lot of subtypes. But the one most likely to cause anal cancer is HPV-16. Now, other types can cause genital warts, anal warts, and not cancer. The two types of HPV that cause the warts are HPV-6 and HPV-11. Most anal warts do not develop into cancer. But they say people who have had anal warts are more likely to get anal cancer. Well, why? Well, because if you've been infected with some HPV subtypes, you might be more at risk of infecting others. You know, if you got HPV one way, you know, then it just takes, just as a matter of time that you might get HPV again, same way, but a different HPV. So you basically get it from skin to skin contact. And so if somebody's warts or somebody's vaginal discharge or urethral discharge touches you, you could then contract it. So it's very easy. HPV usually spread by sexual activity. We're seeing a lot more throat cases. We're seeing them mostly in men. And again, access to HPV. You could even spread it by your hands. Now, HPV is so common, it's probably the most common sexually transmitted disease out there, even though a lot of people don't have symptoms. In fact, I think chlamydia is the number one diagnosed STD. But HPV is the most common one out there. Well, that's why we have vaccines for it. Now, smoking puts you also at risk for anal cancer. HIV puts you at risk. Certain gender and race ethnicity. They say African Americans younger than age 60 seems to be more common in men than women. But after age 60, more common in women. So there was a article written in Slate. Where should men start getting pap smears? Anal pap smears. So, the pap smear was a test, we've talked about that, developed for cervical cancer. Dr. Papanikolaou was the one that discovered it. So what he would do is he would collect a small samples of cells from the cervix, examine them for stages and their structure to see who, which could be precancerous. And it's interesting, when you look at, you know, these cells, you could tell when one is starting to turn vicious. And start to change. And so, just simple, let's look at the cells under the microscope and see if we start seeing changes. And so, we then start to do pap smears since we found out that we could identify cervical cancer so easily. We start to do pap smears yearly. We wouldn't even give you your birth control until you got your pap smear. Well, things have changed to make things less expensive, to have less procedures done on people and put people through possibly unnecessary tests. They decided to spread out when, no pun intended, when you would get a pap test. So now you don't even have to get a pap smear test till you're 21, even if you're having sex as a 14-year-old. I disagree with that. I think you should still be screened for STDs. I still think somebody should be giving you a talking to about unprotected sex, but you could now wait till you're 21 and have pap smears every 3 years. So, we do this to look for HPV infection of the cervix. Now, I had talked about a pap smear of the throat years ago. Why aren't we checking the back of the throat? If somebody performs a lot of oral sex and it's in somebody who has had HPV, why don't we screen that? And I believe some dentists actually have in their office an oral HPV test where you gargle and you spit into something, and then they could look to see if they could see HPV. So that's something they could do. But now, Dr. Stephen Abbott said, we know that HPV infects cells that line the anal canal the same as it infects cells that line the cervix. Now, he's a physician specializing in infectious disease in Whitman Walker Health, and they offer comprehensive health and wellness services to LGBTQ people throughout the D.C. area. And you do have increase in heterosexual and homosexual activity when it comes to anal sex. That seems to be a very, very common shall we say, addition to the sexual repertoire that people have. Whereas decades ago, some people really wouldn't go there or they wouldn't talk about going there. Now people are very, very open about that. So there's then unfortunately more, there's a whole nother now orifice that needs to now be looked at and unfortunately could be ignored. You don't want to ignore the anus. Now, the rectum, and we've talked about, was not specifically designed to take the pressures of sex. That's why some people get tearing, some people get fissures, things like that. And so anal sex could unfortunately introduce a lot more bacteria, pathogens, STDs. So why are we ignoring it then when it comes to HPV? So Howard Brown Health, which serves LGBTQ patients at numerous locations in Chicago, has, from what we understand, made the decision to screen certain subgroups of patients because they believe that early detection of anal cancer or precancerous areas will potentially circumvent greater morbidity and mortality. Now, it's actually not that difficult. The man lies on his side. It's not as bad as a woman getting a pap smear. All he has to do is lay on his side. They take a little swab, insert it a couple centimeters into the anus, rotate, and then take the swab out, throw it into the container, into the solution, that then the fixative that then gets into the lab. So it's a lot quicker than a pap smear. Now, some of you have been, you know, asking, what are symptoms of colon cancer or colorectal cancer or anal cancer? Sometimes none. Sometimes you get some bleeding when you wipe. Now, a lot of you guys get blood when you wipe. And if that happens, you've got to see a GI doctor. And you'll say, oh, well, no, I just have some hemorrhoids. Okay, hemorrhoids can make you bleed, absolutely. But then the question is, why do you have a hemorrhoid? Did you give birth? Are you a truck driver? Are you constipated? Oh, I'm constipated. So I have hemorrhoids because I'm constipated. So there's a reason. Well, now let me ask you, why are you constipated? My diet? Well, I don't know. Maybe you're constipated because you have a mass in there. And you have to keep pushing the stool around that mass. And that's why you're constipated and that's why you have hemorrhoids. So just because you think you have a reason for a symptom you have, which we all try and do and search for because we don't want to panic and rush to the doctor. If you have constipation, if you have hemorrhoids, if you have blood on your toilet paper, you've got to get that checked out. I'm not saying it's like you have rectal cancer, but you can't blow off something as a simple symptom because there may be something more ominous causing that. One doctor said HPV is like glitter. It goes everywhere. They've done studies on women who have never had anal sex that HPV was actually in their anal canal. Why? Because it probably got in there during sex. So HPV definitely likes to travel. 1-877, Doc Belly.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this is interesting. The Supreme Court has ruled today 5-4 against Apple, saying iPhone users can pursue their antitrust lawsuit involving the tech giant's signature electronic marketplace, the App Store. Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote the majority opinion, and he was joined by the court's liberal justices. So iPhone users argue that Apple's 30% commission on sales through the App Store is an unfair use of monopoly power that results in inflated prices passed on to consumers. Apple argued that only app developers, not the users, should be able to bring a lawsuit. But the Supreme Court, in an opinion authored by Kavanaugh, rejected that claim, saying, no, users could sue. He said, Apple's line drawing does not make a lot of sense other than a way to gerrymander Apple out of this and similar lawsuits. Yo, Kavanaugh's a gutsy guy. Shares of Apple dropped about 5%. We had a lot of issues with our stock market today. And they say the result was widely expected after arguments in November in the case Apple versus Pepper, during which the justices seemed skeptical of Apple's arguments. So they say the case split President Donald Trump's two nominees. The dissent was joined by conservatives John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, and Sam Alito. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote the majority created an artificial rule. So this legal battle could affect the way Apple, Facebook, Amazon, Google, the way they structure their businesses. So they say for Apple, hundreds of millions of dollars in penalties can now hang on the outcome. And Apple hasn't responded. So basically what's happening, if I get this right, is when you want to add something to your Apple phone, the only way you could do it is by going through Apple. And then you have to pay whatever Apple charges. There's some apps and then there's free apps. But many times if you want something, you have to pay. Now, we've all noticed this whenever we, you know, need a charger. All of a sudden, the chargers that we used to buy don't work anymore. And the new phones need new types of chargers. So you're kind of stuck where the only way you could really function with your Apple phone is using their charger, using their iPods or their earpods, using their earbuds, you know, and buying their things. So Apple has been getting away with this for a while. Now, interesting how Kavanaugh kind of joined the liberals on this. This is something that I really wouldn't see so much of a conservative liberal issue. You know, when it comes to antitrust, you know, you have to allow competition. But then on the flip side, if you have a product and you sell accessories to the product, is that a bad thing? I mean, like, if I buy a medical supply and I buy a medical, let's say, spirometer or EKG. If I buy an EKG, I usually will buy one that allows me to use a variety of different leads or stickers or things like that. But a lot of these companies now, it's, okay, well, you know, you buy this, but then we sell you the leads, we sell you the stickers, we sell you, and just keep going. And so now when I buy a product, I'm like, well, no, 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 I don't want to be completely dependent on your store, because what if your store goes under? Now my whole thing goes to waste. But we've been kind of dealing with this for a while. I mean, accessories sold separately, right? We'd watch a toy commercial in the 70s and 80s, and you'd see all this cool stuff, and then they say, oh, accessories sold separately. So you'd have to buy the toy, like you'd have to buy the racetrack. I liked boys' toys. I didn't like the girl stuff. So you'd buy the racetrack, but if you wanted all the things and the loop-de-loops that the racetrack did, those would be extra. Did antitrust laws come in then? So the way stores are being done in storefronts, your phone is now becoming a storefront. Your phone is also now becoming your doctor's office. Our phone is the market, right? When you go to a store, if you want to go and shop at Target or Walmart, you're picking up your phone these days. When you want to read a book or look at, you know, look something up, if you want to Yellow Pages, if you want to find a phone number of something, you go to your phone. If you want a calculator, you go to your phone. If you want to reach somebody, you go to your phone. But if you want a doctor, people are going to their phone. You know, I saw a patient yesterday, and they got mad at me. I don't understand. People do not get mad at your telemedicine doctor, all right? But she was in the car and bouncing around in the car, called me from the car, and she was a nice lady, but she wanted an antibiotic for something. And she must have, you know, dialed me up on the phone, dialed up the company on the phone, and she's in the car. Another one, the baby had just had something kind of urgent happen, and the baby was in the car seat, in the back seat of the car. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'll walk you through before you go to the before you get to the hospital. Well, no, no, we don't want to go to the hospital. Can you just examine them? No, I can't. You know, I can't. I'm on the phone. I could give you advice, though, and some very important advice, like you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. You know, and you could have a doctor in the car, you know, on the ride over while you're going to the hospital advising you. But some of them really want, you know, the doctor visit while they're in the car. Some of them are even driving in the driver's seat. And when they call, and I'm like, you need to pull over. Okay, I don't know about your cell phone laws, but I do not want you getting pulled over. All right, you got to pull over when we talk. Because if I need to look in your throat or look at your eye, so, you know, it's different these days. I would have never thought I would be attempting to diagnose somebody while they were on a highway. It's, on one end, fantastic that you can now bring a doctor into your car and go, okay, what's going on? Who's doing what? All right, are they vomiting? Put his head this way, raise the leg, do this. Well, you know, I mean, you can even walk somebody through giving birth while they're on the way to the hospital. Because the key is don't let it substitute for an in-person evaluation, if you need an in-person evaluation. But, you know, we are using our phones now for things that are, things that you would have never thought, such that so many of our daily services and our daily needs are now on our phone. Now, yes, there will be stores later where you can go grocery shopping if you didn't have your phone. You can walk into a doctor's office, you can. But people are even paying on their phone. All they do is scan and they pay with their phone. So basically, you have to just always have your phone with you, and then you could do almost anything. You could put your security locks on in your house. You could notify your automatic dog feeder to feed your dog by your phone. So with that, companies now, like if you have a company, you have to figure out how to be phone friendly and how to make people and make customers want to use your phone. It's almost like make them go against you being in a storefront property. I mean, we aren't going to be able to cut your hair over the phone. That we can't do. There's certain industries that are luckily going to be immune to this. But we kind of build ourselves a system here in society that's going to be very difficult to get out of later. If you don't want to be tied to your phone, if you don't want to have to pay cell phone costs and data fees and be at risk of losing your phone and not being able to do everything, then you might want to speak up, because right now everything is being done. You'll even be able to get your teeth cleaned. Don't ask. We'll figure it out. But start, trust me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.